Hello.
Good evening, miss. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I'm doing a survey of Ector County. Can you kindly share your opinion with us? 5 minutes, all I'm asking. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
First of all, I gotta make sure, because you do sound very young. Are you over 18 years old?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know now. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Okay, now, let's move forward. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
Inside.
Inside, thank you. Moving forward, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Depends on which area you're talking about.
Generally speaking.
Generally, no.
No? Okay. So you would say it's on the wrong track?
Yes.
Okay. Moving forward, what is the most important issue facing Ector County, to your opinion?
The cost of living is too high.
Cost of living. Let me see. High cost of living. There you go. Okay. Now, moving forward, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor. Let's say good.
Good.
Not
okay.
Everybody.
Okay. Let me.
Bad. Let's say good.
Okay. Good. Okay. Moving forward, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
Okay, moving forward, and I want to thank you for taking your time. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County?
Very
concerned? Very? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Availability of affordable housing.
Four.
What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Good.
Good. What about availability of quality health care?
Good.
Good. What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Good.
Good. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Good.
Good. Now, I'm going to repeat the options you have. Excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? Now, what about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Fair, okay. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Excellent.
Excellent. What about the quality of the public schools?
I would say good.
Good, okay. What about public transportation?
That's probably poor.
Poor. What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
Poor. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Poor. What about offering job opportunities in your field?
Good.
Good. And public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Poor. And a shared vision and effective plan for economic development and job growth.
Good.
Good. Moving forward, ma'am, we're almost done. I'm at 75% finished, okay? So please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. You could rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor. People like you.
Good.
Good. What about people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Poor. What about families with children?
Fair.
Fair. What about retirees?
Four.
Four. What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Fair.
Fair. What about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a tough one.
Okay.
Depends on the job market.
Okay. That is, yeah.
You know, I mean, this is an oil field place. If you don't work oil field, you don't make money here. So,
yeah.
I mean, that just, you know, right out of school, not a lot of people go to school for oil field. So I'm going to say fair on that one.
Fair. What about racial and ethnic minorities?
I would say good.
Good. What about young single people?
Good.
And immigrants from other countries?
Good.
Okay, moving forward, so I'll get you back to your day. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Stay about the same. Okay. And economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar, or?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. And moving forward, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat confident, okay. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Very likely, okay. And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area?
It would either be financial or the crime.
Okay.
You got either one of those. I mean, like I said, the cost of living is too high.
Okay.
And the crime rate is out of control.
Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College. Associate.
College graduate?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Moving forward now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican. And what is your age? The age range, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
I didn't hear what you said, but I'm 45.
You're 45, yeah. You're 45, you said, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Moving forward, and do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, black, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
Mine is white.
Okay. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Okay. Is your annual household income just a range? Under 25,000, 25 to 39,000, 40,000 to 74,000, or 75,000 and up?
75,000 and up.
Okay. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself, I'm not trying to take advantage of your person? Are you a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. And Miss, this concludes our survey. You've been a great help. I do want to thank you for taking the time and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.